Doing the right thing. What does that involve in our day-to-day lives? How we interact with other people, I guess, interpersonal relations, mom and dad would have called it being tactful when I was growing up. They always said, exercise tact. And I didn't always follow that. Who does? But you try. And that includes how you ask and probe others with questions. For some people, nothing's out of bounds. They'll answer anything. They're just born with 100% candor. They don't care. Others can be very sensitive. And how you ask a question could be perceived as being very personal, quite annoying, and really bothersome to them, to the point that they kind of fixate. Well, to talk about this morning is our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, Dr. John B., Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. After a nice chat with Elizabeth this morning, you have a very charming person working with you there, which is always good, I guess. I told her better than being a troublemaker and an unlikable person, so she laughed, so I guess she agreed with me.
That's right. She gets you back on the line and gets you right on through. So you go right to the head of the line with her. But seriously, the different people react to queries differently.
Here's the problem. I would say most people have someone, Uncle Chucky, Billy, they work with Mary, a relative, a friend, that ask intrusive questions, or kind of even tricky, manipulative, like, what are you doing Saturday morning? And if you say, well, I didn't have anything planned, then, well, good, because I want you to come help me paint a room, okay? Things of that type. So I always tell people, well, that's a very common issue.
Can you bring your truck over and help me move?
Right. And I make the comment. I say, well, respond with a question. Why do you want to know? This type thing. But there are different ways to respond to things. People may ask you, well, how much money do you make? And you might respond back, you could kind of chuckle, $2-3 million, how about you? If you just kind of want to move it on. Or there are people that will come up and just, why don't you get married? Isn't it about time you two get married? And
my family back in the day then, don't you?
Well, listen, we all have relatives like this. Or another one, hate, is it true that you hate your mother-in-law? Okay.
Oh.
Or is your brother Chucky as unfriendly as he seems to be?
Loaded questions.
Well, there are all kinds of things. And then, if you're really, if you can always come back with a question too, which I think is always helpful in any case, or even kind of you can kind of do a chuckle too. Someone asks you a question, a personal question. How are things with you and your wife at night? You know what I mean. And then you could go, ha ha, do you think I'm really going to answer that to you? Ha ha ha, that type thing too. And another one too, did the boss just give you a hard time in there? I saw you two in there. No, and these are all the kind of questions that a lot of people feel very uncomfortable with. In fact, there are more people than you might think, Dave, that worry about seeing certain people, and that they're going to get the 20-question routine. But I think if you're relatively polite, or if you even make the comment, I'm really not going to talk about that, or even kind of ignore it, what did you get paid for that job yesterday? Boy, it's really a good day, and I'm not even thinking about yesterday, just kind of moving on. These are really techniques, and believe it or not, most people, a good share of people, do not really know how to deal with these things. Sometimes they become angry, and that isn't really the solution either.
No,
come on, Bucky. I've had it with those kinds of questions. Quit digging.
So then it becomes confrontational.
You don't want to do that.
Doc, who's really good at handling these are politicians in general. they can deflect. Well, when you were going through that litany there, I'm saying, deflecting can be a powerful way of dealing with this without being truly confrontational. And usually they're pretty good at doing that, and reporters come back, and those are in the public sphere, but just in a genuine way, the one you said was so classic, what are you doing Saturday? Well, I don't know, nothing right now. Great. I mean, because, and you're just like, oh boy, now I'm trapped. And that's really typical.
It's very typical, and you are right, though, how people will deflect, you know, boy, you seem to be eating a lot of chips this morning, and nothing like Uncle Harry did. I mean, and so you do get in, the deflecting or moving forward. But people have to really prepare themselves, and they really have to find strategies, answering with a question, answering a partial question, kind of chuckling with the mockery, but you really think I'm going to tell you that? If someone asks what you make, you can say, I make enough, and then come right back and say, well, what do you make? And these are the kinds of things, or, boy, was the boss just mad at you? Well, not as mad as I've seen him, you or her, you know, with you or whatever it might be. So I think these are the kinds of things that they separate you from the person who just gets angry. And remember this, too. A lot of times, people that explode and get angry, they're really angry about a lot of things that came before, but because they didn't deal with the issues before, they will explode in a way that doesn't make any sense. Like, if ever you see someone, look at, I've had it with your question, and just quit it, Bucky. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you may know what Mary or Bill might be mad about, but it's too explosive and it doesn't really fit. So you're best to try to deal with each situation and really make yourself more sophisticated on how to deal with the questioners of life. And there are also just people that are gossipers. They want to know everything. I won't tell anybody, but what happened yesterday? And all of a sudden, everywhere you go, everyone's talking to you about it. Or the big secret. I think every family, my beloved mother in her 80s, could sit home and get more secrets going. That everybody knew about,
right? Yeah. So, but you can to turn it around the other way. When you become good at this, or at least in your own mind, you're comfortable with dealing with others, and maybe some who are more probing and in a backhanded way. You've got some empowerment on your own side now.
Well, I think a person needs to always feel empowered, and remember, you don't have to say anything. You can even make the argument the only way to show you're a fool is to say it, okay? I mean, to say something. I mean, even though that may be too strong of a statement. But I do believe that you want to even know before the day starts what you might be sharing. Because if something happened and you think people might want to know about it, you have to decide what it might be. Now, if you hit four home runs last night in a game, you might want to be telling everybody, okay? If you had four strikeouts, you might not want to talk about it that day. So, but again, and some things are very sensitive, and different things are sensitive to some people. Like if you are, as an example, if your two people are married and they keep being asked, well, when are you two going to have a kid? Isn't it about time for you two to have a kid?
Boy.
Those are the things. No, you really don't know why they're not. They might not want to. They might be sorting out how the relationship is going. There's a whole number of reasons why, and those are things that I think a person can say, well, if ever, those are things we decide and we don't really talk about. Those are the kind of things you have to learn how to deal with. But we do live in a world where the tongue is a dangerous thing. It's a small little thing, but boy, it can certainly do a lot of activity.
And it's important to note, Doc, too, that in our culture, things do change. And the one you just mentioned, I mean, I think 25, 30 years ago, you could have family members and friends who have no problem coming up to you and saying, when are you two guys going to get hitched? When are you going to make it legal? When are you going to have kids? Why haven't you had kids? And people would laugh it off and say, you hear it all the time. Now at least there's enough of a filter with some people to say that's probably not appropriate, which means when it happens, it stands out and it can hurt a little bit more.
Well, and I think people are more sensitive, and this is the world of microaggressions, where people can interpret anything you say, even if you have no intention of being a negative kind of a thing. So yeah, it's a time to beware, but there are people with no filters. You can give them all the training you want, and they're still going to come out and 20 question you on 20 things you really don't really feel like talking about or sharing, and it's really none of their business on top of everything else.
Exactly right. DrJohnB.com is the website where you'll find the podcast, this one and many, many others here. You'll find help and benefit on a wide variety of topics. Regional Psychological Service, our good friend, Dr. John Braccio in East Lansing here. No more tough questions for you, not even of a personal nature today. I'm going to let them go, and we look forward to our next chat.
Well, and I'm still suntan from the wonderful spring game at Michigan State. So with that, no questions on that, and we're moving forward.
14th. Hey, you know what? It's the one game a year where I always say the Spartans are going to win no matter what, and you don't have to worry about the outcome. It was 14-11 for the white team. Take care, my friend.
Mike, very good. Bye-bye.
More ahead. Morning Wake Up. Do not go away. We'll be talking here about the primary next, five-state primary that's going on already. Voting underway. This is 1320 WILS.